Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. We are still in the aftermath of this very sad incident in Bahamas, and I promised you to get over it in much more detail than what you could gather from the internet or TV. But honestly, I'm still in the middle of it and need a bit more time, okay? So let's tackle another issue. I did a CNN live yesterday on shark appearances up and down the US coast and wanted to go into some more details on an issue, but well, as usual, it did not happen. For some of you guys that have been with my podcast throughout the last 3 years, it will be something familiar. For the newcomers, not yet. It is the way how to withdraw from a shark. That is really something very crucial, and after the incident in Bahamas, I got a lot of emails on how to do that, how to get out of water when a shark is approaching. And here I mean getting safely out of the water should you end up with a shark that is right in your face. Of course, everybody's initial reaction is to get out of there as quick as possible. But that, my friends, is the absolute worst you can do under any circumstance. Of course, some suggest to do it calmly, slightly better, but still not the way to do it. So here is the how. First, as always, go vertical, let your feet dangle, scroll with your arms as close to the body as possible, turn with the shark and look into its eyes. If the animal is still too far away, just look towards its face. Even if closer and you can't see the pupils, no worries, just look into their eyes or stare at them, that's all that matters. Sooner or later, a shark will eventually aim its longitudinal axis away from you at one point, so meaning swim sorta in another direction, except of course when it's circling, but that's an easy fix too. If you have a circling bugger, then take your heart in both hands and approach your shark. Do it in a purposeful manner, so no dilly-dally, just go for it. A shark will back off, I guarantee, and it does not matter who it is, okay? Of course, you won't scare a shark off, but it gives you much more space to move and breathe. You may have to repeat that and move again towards the shark, but eventually the bugger will get it and stays further away. And that is the moment you start making strokes with your arms towards shore, a boat or whatever, but away from the animal. But you have to stop doing that as soon as the shark turns towards you again, okay? As you can see, this is not a quick fix to get out of the water. It may take time, but the shallower it gets, the easier it will be. So now you may say, well, I'm in a current and can't stop, otherwise I lose ground again. True. But getting in such a situation is nearly zilch. But if you do, then you have to look for other ways out. For example, where's the current carrying you? Most of the time, it carries you along a shore and not so much out of in the open water, because that's just the way it works when you're on a beach. But if it does, then you're really in a crappy situation. Can it happen? Well, this will be an against all odds situation. I understand undertows, they happen and close to shore, but they burn themselves out in no time, and I guarantee you will not be in one and also have to deal with a shark, so forget that scenario. But should a current really carry you out and you have no hope for a boat, that someone will see you from shore or something like that. Otherwise, you have to try to preserve energy and try not to fight the current. So drift and wait. I don't want to let you hang here, but in a current like this, in a situation like this where a current really pulls you out, this is a lifeguard teaching material. So let them explain you what you have to do. If some of you guys send me emails, I will explain it, okay? But that would really take a little bit too long here. So let's get back to the scenario that you are actually getting closer to shore or a boat or cliff or whatever. There are moments when you likely start losing eye contact with the shark, even more so if there are waves and you won't wear goggles or a mask. As soon as you lose eye contact of the shadow, dorsal fin or whatever, go back vertical and start pivoting about one full turn every 30 seconds or so. Why? Well, the shark can be anywhere at this point, and if it's still focusing on you and even moves towards you, pivoting will create a moment where you actually face the shark without knowing. Facing the shark, however it works, we don't know, will make a shark cautious. So you pivot about 3-4 times, then back off towards the beach, the boat, make 4 or 5 strokes, and repeat. It's a slow going, but you will get out of it without any conflict. Remember, the shallower it gets, the more restricted the shark's swim pattern will be. It is the inner circle that starts to affect a shark here. As soon as this space starts to quote-unquote touch the surface or the bottom, the escape routes of a shark start to get less available. And that is a very powerful repellent for any shark to remain close. Of course, there is another way altogether. Whenever a shark shows up, you do nothing until the bugger continues on. That may take a few minutes, but it likely happens. Should you decide to go that route, you watch the shark until it's out of sight. Then move a small distance, go back to vertical, and scan if it reappears due to the sounds it produces. If not, repeat until back at shore or the boat. I hope you see where the selling point of both ways is. You integrate the shark in your decision making. You do not just back off and try to get out of water, but look what the shark is doing and then react to the point that you move a bit and then reject the situation. If there is something I learned in my earlier career, it was that no matter what, excluding a shark when doing something and the animal remains close, it will always create a situation that has to be dealt with eventually. So integrate the shark right from the get-go and you will be well off. Ignore it and you will stress yourself out to the point where even panic may set in. And that is never a good thing. So no matter what. I hope I cleared a few things for you guys who knew it before. I hope it was a good repetition. Maybe there are some things you have not heard before. So I hope you liked it. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.